Hey, good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
And good morning, Andy. Good morning, Sioux Falls. Hope everybody's getting ready for a great day. Pop quiz question. Do you tweet?
I do.
Not personally.
I only tweet when I itch, but that's another story completely. according to Twitter, how many tweets were sent out there about television last year? 100 million, 500 million, or a billion? Answer in just a minute. Love Nuggets. There is a rumor floating around at the Cannes Film Festival that Paris Hilton had a fling with Justin Bieber. Oh, that's a bunch of crap. I mean, while they were at the same screening together with other people, and they went to a nightclub together, but with a bunch of other people. They did go back to the same hotel, but they were both staying at that hotel. Nothing happened. They were never together, just a goofy rumor that overseas has gotten very big. There's nothing to it. Orlando Bloom has a new girlfriend, supermodel Laura Payne. What's really odd about this story is that Orlando Bloom's ex, Miranda Kerr, completely refuses to admit that they're dating. Says, no, they're not dating. They're not dating. Well, yeah, they are dating. They've been dating for almost a month, but she won't admit it. Weird. TV news, for the first time in 10 years, NBC will be the number one television network in the 1849 demo. That is thanks to the Olympics and Sunday Night Football and The Blacklist and The Voice and Chicago Fire and Chicago PD and others. First time in 10 years. That is unbelievable. There was going to be a TV movie about the disappearance of Malaysian Flight 370. I don't know exactly how they're going to put that together. Really, nobody knows what happened. Wednesday night television ratings. Number one, Criminal Minds. Number two, Survivor. Number three, Modern Family. Number four, American Idol. Movie review, Foxcatcher, with Steve Carell and Mark Ruffalo, is a really, really great movie. It's a true story about billionaire John DuPont, who took a U.S. Olympic wrestler under his wing as his financial sponsor, trainer, spiritual leader, and guru. The true 1994 to 1996 story becomes a bizarre tale of seduction and love and hate and then betrayal and rejection and then first-degree murder. Four stars. It will not be out until November. Foxcatcher is great. And Bigot, Donald Sterling news. The NBA will start procedure against Donald Sterling June 3rd. And he says he's going to get a battery of attorneys and he's going to fight this thing to the very end. Well, it's nothing new for Donald Sterling. He's sue crazy. In the past 2 years, he has sued two former Clipper players, a coach, some neighbors, the New York Peninsula Hotel, five of the tenants that rent from him, two employees, a graffiti vandal, and one of his mistresses. The guy likes to sue. And the pop quiz question, how many tweets were sent out there about television last year? 100 million, 500 million, or a billion?
500 million.
100 million.
A billion.
Really?
Oh. Wow.
That's amazing. Who keeps track of that stuff? Hey, have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow from Hollywood. See ya.